Well, welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. This show is all about the new equipment that's on the market. And if you're going to talk equipment, you might as well go right to the top. All right, Bob? And on the grilling line right now, we've got a guy whose title is the Chief Product Designer and Grill Master for the legendary Kalamazoo Grill Company. Russ Falk, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, you know what? We're doing well. Thank you.
Excellent.
So, Russ, this is Bob. Nice to have you on the show. I've been speaking with Brad at your headquarters. You guys are actually headquartered in Chicago nowadays, but when I first ran into you 15 or 20 years ago at one of the HPBA shows, you were still based out of Kalamazoo, and it was the old original company, and your line was somewhat antiquated compared to what it is now. So why don't you tell us what's happened with that product in the last 10 years?
Oh, sure. And, you know, everything is still produced in Kalamazoo, and I'm sitting in my office at the factory today, so I am talking to you from Michigan today. You know, since 2005, we have been really working in earnest to improve everything we do. And, you know, from those older days, not a single product we make today is the same as it was then. Everything's been completely redesigned, and we have a lot of exciting new products since then as well, including the Gaucho Grill and our new Gravity Feed Charcoal Smoker.
One thing that excites me, I used to hang out with my buddy Danny at Backyard Barbecue in Willamette, Illinois. And Dan Marguerite, yeah, he's a really sharp fellow and loves the Kalamazoo Grill. He used to cook, and he and I together, when we'd host these parties in his patio, would cook on your hybrid. Tell everybody how that hybrid works.
Sure. I like to think of our hybrid fire grill as the best gas grill on the planet. It is a seriously powerful gas grill, but it also cooks with charcoal and wood. And you can use the charcoal, wood, and gas in any combination you
That's
like.
The cool thing.
It has a drawer system that we call the Hybrid Fire Grilling Drawer. And that drawer can be left empty for cooking with just gas on a, you know, let's say it's a Tuesday night for the family. Or on Saturday when you want to make a bigger deal out of it, that is where you put the charcoal and wood. The burners are down below the drawer, and they'll get that fire started for you.
Yeah,
you can leave the burners on, which is something I like to do. I just put in a thin load of charcoal so I get that charcoal flavor and heat characteristic. I just leave the burners running on low to supplement the heat. But if you're a charcoal purist, you can use those burners to get the charcoal fire going and then turn the burners off and have a pure charcoal cooking experience.
So let's
Same
talk
goes for wood.
So let's talk about your Gaucho.
It is it is a very fun grill to cook on, yes.
I bet. I'm so jealous.
It is an Argentinian-style grill, or if you're from Southern California, you might think of it as a Santa Maria-style grill. It is, unlike the hybrid fire grill, this is not a gas grill. It is optimized for wood fire cooking. It does have a powerful gas burner system for starting your fire. It's actually 50,000 BTUs just to get your fire going. So a strong wood fire is going in about 5 minutes. But the real treat of using this grill is both the grill grates and the rotisserie system can raise and lower above the fire. So you can go way up high for gentle indirect heat, and you can come way down low close to the fire for intense searing heat or anything in between. And, of course, like any live fire, you can also offset your cooking fire laterally. So you've got the ultimate in control.
And how long have you made it?
I believe the Gaucho Grill we've been shipping for about 2.5 years.
Because I saw one in Reichland's backyard. So now I'm pretty jealous.
He is a big fan of the Gaucho, that is for sure. Yeah. That's probably our favorite product, his favorite product that we make.
So if you're looking at this, and I've got it pulled up online right now, and by the way, Russ, where can people find and take a look at your equipment?
You can go to KalamazooGourmet.com. You right. can also find us on Facebook at Kalamazoo Grills or Instagram at Kalamazoo Grills.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this Gaucho. It looks just like a regular gas grill, with the exception is there's like a boat lift on this thing, right? If you can picture the big wheel that's on the edge of a boat lift, and it raises and lowers that grating where you're going to be cooking your food, and the fire beds below it. Ingenious. And I think that's your temperature control, because you've got a real wood fire there. You're just raising and lowering the the grates to get the different levels of heat, correct?
And they've
been
doing that in Argentina for probably at least a century.
Yeah.
So that style is very common down there.
Yeah, we did not invent the Argentinian style grill by any means, but we certainly did modernize it. And I'm not aware of any other grill like this that has a motorized rotisserie system that moves up and down with the grill rack. So it's a lot of fun for a whole set.
That's really cool.
I love to put a big full slab of beef plate ribs on the spit and do it over the fire. It's amazing.
Wow, that does sound amazing.
That's a cool combination, man. So what other product, you've got one other really hot product right now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, as of this past February, we began selling one of my favorite projects, our Gravity Feed charcoal smoker.
Right.
And what I love about Gravity Feed smokers is how efficient they are and how simple they are, but they just work amazing. There is a vertical column of charcoal as part of a sealed system, and it's sealed such that only the bottom inch and a half or so of charcoal gets any air. So that's all that can burn.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Russ Falk from Kalamazoo Grills in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Kalamazoo Grills is by far the ultimate grill, the most premium. It is the Rolls Royce of grills. There's nothing better on the planet, bar none. I don't care if your friend makes them or not. This is the most ultimate custom piece in the world. And I'm not blowing smoke. That's a fact. And your stainless work is beautiful. You make an artisan pizza oven. Tell us about that.
Sure. The pizza oven is just a lot of fun to use. We have optimized it for making Neapolitan-style pizza, but it can do a lot more than that. But what that means is you're able to cook a pizza in less than 2 minutes. It's very quick to preheat, easy to control, and just turns out fabulous pizzas. It's a great tool to have at your disposal for a party.
Is that all refractory heat, or is there some kind of convective action with that?
It is primarily refractory. It is also, in large part, radiant heat from that big open flame in the back. But we have a composite material lining the ceiling that will hold heat and help you brown the toppings. And then we have a hollow core ceramic-type material for the cooking deck, and the pizzas go directly on that cooking
deck.
And
what temperature would that thing typically want to perk along at?
In the neighborhood of 850 degrees.
Wow. Yeah.
You better not be paying attention to your pizza with that.
Yeah.
You do have to pay attention.
I've burned a few on Chef Schultz.
In about 90 seconds.
Yeah.
So Russ, being the chief product designer, what's on the horizon? Anything cool that you're working on that you can disclose?
We are working on a few cool things. Nothing I can disclose, but we do have a new line of cabinetry that we've announced, and we're very well known for our stainless steel, but this new line of outdoor kitchen cabinetry combines Ipe wood, real wood, mm-hmm. with stainless steel, and it's a beautiful aesthetic that people will be able to start using in their outdoor kitchen designs very soon.
Well, yeah. Jop and I both want you to know that we really think you have the best job in the world, and we hate you.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Please do, because good for you, Russ, and thanks for making time for us, because I know you're busy there in your workshop creating the next and greatest barbecue tool and equipment that is going to hit the market, and we're excited to see it every time you guys come out with something.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you guys.
Yeah. Well, next time I head down to Bell's, I'm gonna give you a call.
Sounds good. I may be swinging by there tonight.
There
okay.
you go.
Thanks. All right. Thanks so much. We'll see you again, Russ. Russ Falk, Kalamazoo Grills. Jop.
I tell you what, they're pricey, right? I mean, let's be honest with everybody. They're pricey, but they're worth every penny. If you're in that category where you like luxury items and you're willing to understand the value of them, then the Kalamazoo Grill Company, Kalamazoo Gourmet, is right up your alley.
When I first cooked on them over at Dan Marguerite's place in Chicago, I thought they were ridiculously overpriced.
Right.
And then I cooked on them, and I said, okay, I see why people buy them.
Right. Coming up next, a little Latin touch. Stick with us. We'll be back.